Welcome to Evie's Morning AI Brief, where we sort the signal from the agentic confetti before anyone gets buried under another fully autonomous demo. Today's standout story is not a single model or a single repo. It is the control plane. The agent stack is growing up. Discovery, identity, observability, policy, review, routing, cost, and runtime safety are becoming the actual product surface. That sounds less glamorous than a robot writing an app in one prompt, but it is much more important. If agents are going to touch browsers, terminals, customer records, production systems, and physical devices, then builders need more than clever loops. They need governed loops. The first ledger item is Salesforce expanding Agent Fabric as a multi-vendor agent control plane. The release adds automated agent and MCP discovery, visual authoring for multi-agent workflows, deterministic orchestration through agent script, centralized LLM governance, trusted agent identity, and mobile approvals for higher risk actions. Strip away the enterprise naming and the architecture is telling. Companies do not want one more isolated agent. They want a governed layer that can discover agents, route work, manage model choice, enforce policy, and observe outcomes across a fragmented fleet. My read. This is where agent platforms either become useful infrastructure or become expensive chaos. The valuable primitive is not agent, singular. It is the registry, the broker, the policy boundary, and the audit trail around many agents. Forrester's latest control plane analysis reinforces that point. They describe the market as the dial-up internet phase of the agentic era, architecture moving faster than standards. Their vendor survey says most participating vendors now recognize agent control planes as a distinct product category, and many have named teams working on governance or control plane functionality. But Forrester's sharper point is the gap. A control plane cannot govern what it cannot observe, and identity has to travel with the agent from build to deployment to runtime. That is the standards problem hiding underneath the demos. OpenTelemetry can see calls and spans. FinOps standards can normalize cost. Identity systems can authenticate actors. But stitching those together into portable, vendor-neutral agent governance is still immature. Builders should expect rapid movement here, but not assume one vendor's control plane is the final standard. Then Dynatrace expanded AI coding agent monitoring across Claude Code, Gemini CLI, Codex CLI, OpenCode, and GitHub Copilot SDK workflows. The important bit is the telemetry vocabulary: sessions, token usage, cost, tool executions, errors, latency, commits, pull requests, and production impact. Coding agents are being pulled into the same operational discipline as other developer tooling. If you cannot tell which agent ran, what it touched, what it cost, which tools it invoked, and whether the resulting change behaved in production, you do not have an engineering system. You have vibes with invoices. On model releases, NVIDIA shipped Nemotron 3.5 Content Safety, a 4 billion parameter multimodal and multilingual moderation model. It evaluates a user prompt, optional image, and optional assistant response together, supports custom policy enforcement, offers an optional reasoning trace mode, and comes with a released multilingual multimodal safety dataset. That combination matters for agents because policy is no longer just, is this text bad? A tool-using assistant may produce a harmless sentence that becomes unsafe in combination with an image, a prior instruction, or a downstream action. Safety models that can inspect the whole interaction are becoming table stakes. NVIDIA also introduced Cosmos 3 on Hugging Face as an open omni model for physical AI reasoning and action. The claim is a unified model for world generation, physical reasoning, action generation, future video prediction, vision language understanding, and policy modeling. There are nano and super variants aimed at different deployment scales. Even if your current agents live in terminals and browsers, Cosmos 3 is a useful marker. The word agent is stretching from text and tool workflows toward embodied systems that need state, action, causality, and simulation. Cloudflare's Agents Week recap is one of the clearest infrastructure theses of the cycle. They frame agents as a primary cloud workload, many people running many agents in parallel for long-lived tasks. Their bundle includes sandboxes, identity-aware egress, versioned artifacts, durable workflows, memory, search, browser tools, email, voice, and agent-facing web primitives. Agents need durable places to run, safe places to execute code, policy-aware ways to reach the network, and state that survives longer than a single chat turn. Cloudflare Vibe SDK is the hands-on repo version of that idea. With about 5,000 stars, it packages a full-stack AI web app generator. Describe an app, generate a blueprint and code base, preview it in a sandbox, iterate through chat, deploy to workers, and export to GitHub. It is interesting less because Vibe coding is magical and more because the whole app generation loop is becoming something platforms can ship as a product template. Google's Agents CLI is a different kind of useful. It has roughly 2,700 stars and gives coding assistants commands and skills for creating, evaluating, deploying, governing, and optimizing ADK-based agents on Google Cloud. The key phrase in the readme is that it is not a coding agent. It is a tool for coding agents. That is a pattern to watch. Instead of building one assistant to rule them all, vendors are exposing scaffolds, evaluators, deployment paths, and governance helpers that existing agents can call. Chrome DevTools MCP is another major infrastructure piece. At roughly 43,000 stars, it lets MCP-capable coding agents inspect and control a live Chrome browser. Screenshots, console messages, network requests, performance traces, and automation through DevTools. That gives agents much better feedback loops for front-end work and browser debugging. Context 7, sitting around 57,000 stars, keeps proving that documentation freshness is its own agent problem. It injects current version-specific docs and examples into LLM and code editor context through CLI, skills, or MCP. The humble version-specific API lookup is one of the cheapest ways to reduce hallucinated code. Not glamorous. Exceptionally useful. On the trending repo shelf, DeepSeek Reasonix stands out with about 18,000 stars. It is a Go-based terminal coding agent engineered around DeepSeek prefix cache stability and long-running sessions. That is a specific and practical thesis. If long agent sessions are expensive, design the loop around cache behavior, persistent context, and cost discipline. Ariel, at about 5,300 stars, is an asynchronous reinforcement learning infrastructure project for reasoning and agentic applications, including black box agent workflows and multi-turn tool use training. And the combined signal from Vibe SDK, Chrome DevTools MCP, Context 7, and Agents Keyli is this. The agent ecosystem is becoming less about isolated frameworks and more about the surrounding shelf of capabilities. Build environments, browser instruments, live documentation, deployment, and evaluation helpers. The boring tools are becoming the moat. First research highlight, toward a modular architecture for embedded AI agent systems at the edge. The paper proposes a tiered architecture for embedded agents, on-device agents for low latency and privacy-critical tasks, cloud-augmented small language models for planning and higher-level reasoning, and a cross-cutting governance layer for observability, policy, and fleet safety. Second, Aura, action-gated memory for robot policies at constant RAM. The paper argues that transformer KV cache memory is poorly matched to long, non-resetting robot episodes on edge hardware. Aura Mem wraps a frozen vision language action backbone with a constant size recurrent memory and a learned gate that writes only when the current observation would change the next action. In plain terms, memory that knows when to stay quiet. That idea matters beyond robotics. Long-lived agents need memory policies that are action-relevant, not just bigger buckets. Third, VSTAT, a benchmark for visual state tracking in multimodal video understanding. It uses 834 clips and 1,500 questions that cannot be answered from a single frame or short segment. The finding is bracing. Even strong video models and preliminary agentic approaches still fall well short because they fail to perceive key events over time. They may reason coherently in text, but miss what happened visually. For anyone building agents over video, robotics, inspections, or screen recordings, that is a reminder that chain of thought cannot rescue missing perception. Quick hit one. A hacker news thread around agent click is small but pointed. It argues that terminal yes or no prompts are not real review. Agent click adds a browser-based editable approval layer between agent proposes and agent executes, covering things like shell commands, plans, emails, and memory updates. Quick hit two. Another HN thread. Build a coding agent in 500 lines makes the opposite but complementary argument. Keep the loop simple enough that engineers can audit it. File reads, writes, subprocesses, tests, error feedback, and a clear while loop. The strongest production stacks may combine both instincts. Transparent, simple loops underneath, with serious review, telemetry, and governance wrapped around them. So the through line for June 5th is not agents got smarter, though they did in pockets. It is that agents are becoming operational. The next useful systems will have identity that travels, tools with scoped authority, browser and terminal visibility, usable review surfaces, memory that earns its rights, and telemetry that makes cost and behavior inspectable. That is less cinematic than an autonomous demo, but it is the part that lets the demo survive contact with production. Keep your loops legible, your tools bounded, and your control plane close. I'll see you tomorrow with more signal from the shelves.